Well, hi, it's Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride, and thank you so much for being with me today. This is a very special day because if you're listening from another country, we're here in the United States and we just had Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is our time of gratitude and thanks and multitudes of blessings. And so I really wanted to take today and thank the people that have been on the show over the past year. We've had some incredible, incredible, incredible guests. And your letters and the response to these people has been just absolutely amazing. And so we so look forward to continuing and bringing you the very best people, the very best experts, and the top tools and techniques in really changing people's lives and the quality of life, whether you're just starting your life in a new marriage, whether you've been married for 25 years, if you've been married several times and you're starting over, if you've been raped and abused and you're trying to trust love again, or if you lost a spouse or loved one and this is really about starting over. We really, the guests have just been impeccable. And so as January comes about, we're launching a website, and all of their material will be available on this website, and I'm so excited that we're able to do that for you. And so in the meantime, what I'd like to do today is really take this time that I have with you and go through some of these people, what they've brought to you. And so if you've not had an opportunity to hear all these shows, please go back, find them, listen to them. The material is amazing. Sometimes I'll just play it when I'm in my house and I find myself just crying. We're so entranced by their words. And sometimes I can hear a show two or three times and I'm hearing new information that I've never heard before. So these are the people I want to thank and some of the shows that I really think have made such a difference in your lives. We had D.C. Cordova, and D.C. Cordova was from the Money in You Institute, and she talked about money in us and how you can bind your money and how you have honest talks about your money, and the show was incredible. I've taken the Money in You class and course, and of all the classes and of all the courses that I've ever taken through the years, it's the one that's had the most profound effect on my life, the one that opened my eyes in ways that I didn't even understand my relationship to money. When you talk about a relationship to one another, that's one thing, but when you talk about your relationship to money and patterns that you have and fears that you have and hopes and dreams that you have and how you can have those honest conversations and really how you can have a combined effort and a combined understanding that really allows that happily ever after to go, you know, come true. So D.C. Cordova's episode was Money and Us, and she is from the Money and You Institute, and she's just astounding. We also had Amanda Rain. Amanda Rain talked about speaking the unspeakable. Of all of the episodes that we have had on this show, hers, I think, is the most listened to show. We've had thousands upon thousands upon thousands of thousands of people listening to this months and months after the show has aired. So Amanda talked about how you talk about sexual intimacy, how you talk about things in your past, in your future, your fears, how you really have those tough conversations, those intimate conversations, how you break through those fears, how you find a safe way to say what's in your head and what's in your heart and what you want and what you need and what you desire and what you vision and what you dream. And so Amanda Rain's show is Speaking the Unspeakable. She also has workshops. I would love to take her workshop. It is my plan for the new year to do that, and I will come back and I will report to you. But I can tell by all of the people that have not just listened but have downloaded her show that this really was one of the shows that affected you, the audience, the greatest. So that was Amanda Rain's Speaking the Unspeakable, and I want to thank her with such gratitude for the show she did. It was just really amazing, and I took pages and pages and pages of notes. So for myself, for my friends, for my family, and hopefully, you know, for a future mate, how I would want to have a conversation with them. So that's Amanda Rain Speaking the Unspeakable. We also had one of our other most popular episodes was Shelley Lefkoe's talking about step-parenting. And really, when you're entering a relationship and you're marrying somebody that has children and you're taking on that role of step-parenting, and even when you're parenting your own children, the advice that she gave, and we had men writing in our fan mail and our letters, I cannot tell you how many men wrote in to us. So we didn't even realize how many male listeners we had until we did the step-parenting episode. And somebody wrote in saying, you know, treat your children with dignity and respect, and how, what a difference it made. And I can tell you that on the website that we have coming out in January, Shelley Lefko and the step-parenting classes and her courses and her information is featured on the homepage. And she is one of our featured artists. She is just incredible. She's so heartfelt. She's so smart. She's so loving. She's an incredible parent herself, an incredible wife, an incredible leader. But as far as her information on how to parent your children and how to take on the step-parenting role, I don't think there's anybody better in the world, truly. I was so excited to get her, and her show has had such an effect. And as we look at the numbers on the show and how many of you have listened to this show and how many letters that we have received on Shelley Lefko's step-parenting, fan mails, letters, thank yous for this show and this episode. So with great gratitude to Shelley Lefko for her step-parenting information. We also had Dr. Lise Janelle. Dr. Lise Janelle talked about stress busters. And this was one of our most fun shows because we all know what it's like to be getting married and how much stress there is, whether that's in picking the band or the invitations or how to do that or where do you go and how do you de-stress. And she has the Open Heart Institute. She is a doctor of the heart, a doctor of love, a doctor of energy. And I know that this information for every bride, we have five categories. We have new brides. We have starting over. We have families. You know, we have for all brides, for every category in life, you want to listen to Dr. Lise Janelle's shows on how to de-stress. She is funny. She is fantastic. Her information is astounding. She is impeccable. She's clear. She is concise. She is just phenomenal. She's one of my favorite people on the planet. She's one of the best doctors, but she also has a way of sharing her information that you get it in the moment she says it, and it lives within you. It's not something you have to practice. It's not something you have to write on your refrigerator. They're not exercises that you do. She teaches you in that moment how to completely be able to de-stress and change your life. And so that is Dr. Lise Janelle's Stress Busters, you know, program and classes and workshops and books. But even just listening to her show, this one-hour episode can change your life and really give you the tools and techniques to be able to change your life. Then, of course, we had Sydney Cressy. Sydney did luxury destinations and luxury weddings and honeymoons and how to have those incredible resorts, destination weddings, and year after year, how to find those exotic locations, how to find the best travel agent, all of her tips. And the funniest thing was we had her booked for months. And, of course, when she called in from the America's Cup, and she was standing in between two speakers trying to find the best sound, and you could hear the America's Cup being called behind her. And I think that's just perfect for somebody who does luxury travel and luxury destinations, that her, you know, program, she would actually be at the America's Cup sharing this information. So that was Sydney Cressy, Luxury Destinations. And Sydney, like I said, is the very best in the world. She books these cruises with the butlers and that you're in private islands that you've never been to before. So if you want the most exotic, the most elite, the most unbelievable destination wedding or honeymoon that you could ever imagine in your fairy tale or fantasy, she's the person to go to. But she also gave tremendous tips on how to deal with travel agents, cruises, hotels, all of that. So if you're interested in anything having to do with travel, listen to Sydney Cressy's Luxury Destinations. And also you get to hear the America's Cup called right behind you, which is just fabulous. We had Lauren Solomon, and Lauren Solomon's episode was Let Your Image Shine. And I thought it was a beautiful episode because she was really talking about the perfect wedding dress, the maid of honor dresses, the bridal dresses, the mother of the bride, how you feel when you're picking a dress. But we also talked about how you can look good in 20 minutes, that if you just had a newborn baby and that you're a new mom and you're so busy with diapers and babies and breastfeeding, or even if you have a 2-year-old or little kids, and where you could have clothes in your closet that you could put those clothes on that you know you look good and feel good in 20 minutes. You could look like $1 million. And so her tips on how to do that, her tools and techniques from the red carpet, you know, to the white carpet, how literally you can look like a 10 bride from the inside out, truly how you have this magic, this mysticism, how you could pick a dress that makes you feel beautiful and you don't have to spend a lot of money to do that and you don't have to spend a lot of time finding the dress. And she was just amazing. So that was Lauren Solomon, and Let Your Image Shine. And I want to thank her because it was just such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful show. And then we have some of my favorite guests, Brian and Melissa Terry. And Brian and Melissa Terry talked about working together as a couple. How do you build a business together? How do you not kill each other if you're working together? And so many couples in today's world are working from home businesses, or they own a business together, or they're co-collaborators, they're writers and musicians, they own a company, a product, an innovative idea, whatever that is, and they're doing it together. And so how do you work together, spend 24 hours a day together, still have a relationship, romance, sexuality, and all of that? So that was Brian and Melissa Terry's working together. And then Melissa Terry herself did one of, from the Eden Institute, and she did one of the most difficult shows that we've had, and certainly one that I know so many of you have listened to, and we've gotten more letters, I think, on this show than on almost anything. And she was talking about how you free yourself for joy. And so if you've been raped or abused, if you've been physically abused, emotionally abused, if you've been hurt, if you've been demeaned, if you've been demoralized, if you've been put down, how do you trust love? How do you start over? How do you know that this is going to work and it's safe? And how you break through those barriers and those borders and those walls? And it's such a tough subject. And she handled it with such care and such tenderness and such honesty and such truth and such love. It's just amazing. So that was Melissa Terry from the Eden Institute, and that was how to free yourself from joy. So if that's you, if you have come from an abusive background, a background where you've been hurt in any way, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and now you're ready to start a life with somebody and you want to know that you're safe and how to be safe and how to have every day of your future be filled with happiness and joy and trust and bliss and ecstasy and power and passion and all of these things. And the show you want to listen to is Melissa Terry's How to Free Yourself from Joy. Then we had Melissa Centeno. And Melissa Centeno taught you how to buy a house, first-time home buyers, how to give the gift of wealth. She gave some tremendous advice. Instead of getting dishes or a blender, if everybody got together and they gave you money for a down payment on a house and gave you the gift of wealth, what that would do in your future and your years. And she talked to you about pitfalls, what to look for, how to buy a first-time house. If also, if you're looking to have a child in the next couple of years and you want to buy a house in an area in your school system and how you go about doing that. She's just the best in the business. She works nationally in the United States, but she's also able to help you if you're in another country and counsel you on how to go about doing that. Her information is so wonderful. I think of everybody in the real estate business, she is the cherry on the sundae. She has the best information, and she cares about her clients more than any other realtor I've ever met. And when you listen to her episode, that's what you get. Beyond the information, beyond how wonderful it is to buy a house and a first-time home buyer and how you do that and how you get financing and all of the things that she tells you and all the advice, that's just impeccable. But what you get the most is how much she cares about her clients. And Melissa has helped me when I've bought my homes, when I've sold my homes, and I know she is the pinnacle. She is the top of the top of the realtors. She can help you wherever you are, and the amount of time she takes in trying to make sure that you are in your dream house. And she can help you have that house of your dreams, your fairy tale, your fantasy house, and move into that life. And so that's Melissa Santana, and that was First Time Home Buying and The Gift of Wealth, and she is just terrific, and her show was amazing. So, you know, definitely if you're interested in real estate, you're looking to buy a house, you want to make sure that that's the show and that's the one that you listen to and you hear. And then we had Yoko Chan, and Yoko Chan is a goddess whisperer. I just love saying that. She is a goddess whisperer, and she helps people stay in their feminine power, how you stay in that femininity, how you stay in that goddess essence, how when you walk into a room, a man holds his breath just because you're so gorgeous, your energy, just the fact that you are there. She also talked about midwifing and bringing babies into the world and the feminine power and the essence of pregnancy and of energy and of carrying your child and actually having the baby. And so anything having to do with feminine energy, feminine power, feminine light, feminine love, and absolute everything to do with the sensuality, the sexuality, the succulence of just being a woman, the blossoming of that as the womanhood and the effervescence and everything just floats off of you, just saunters off of you when you walk into a room. So Yoko Chan, the goddess whisperer, a beautiful show, a beautiful person. She's lovely and definitely something that you want to listen to. We also had Deirdre Haid, and Deirdre Haid is just, she's the one that speaks at the United Nations. She's the one that does the prayers for peace. She has the Daughters of Miriam, the Daughters of Miracles, which is an international women's group, and what she teaches, that actually the essence and the true core of feminine teachings, the secret of the feminine power, the secret of femininity, heart, all the way through the years, from the very beginning of time, all of those secret and sacred teachings, she carries the key. Her women's groups are the single most powerful women's groups in the world, the most respected. There are people in her women's groups from the most famous celebrities, the most famous innovators, most famous writers, and certainly some of the greatest humanitarians, philanthropists, just the thread of the women that are with her in all of these different countries all around the world. So if you are interested in the truth and the keys to feminine power, Deirdre Haid is really someone you want to find. Find her. Go to her website, DeirdreHaid.com. Become part of Daughters of Miriam, Daughters of Miracles, whatever it takes to learn this information from her. She is just astounding. But the episode that she did for us, which was How to Treat Your Man Like a King, which is really how to make your man feel so masculine, so full of power in himself that he is able to give to you, the queen, absolutely the kingdom right at your feet. So the show itself is just fun. It's fabulous. It's the keys. It's the secrets to a happy and a healthy relationship. And she is just fabulous. So that is Deirdre Haid, How to Treat Your Man Like a King, and her work, her sacred secrets to the universe work and the sacred secrets to feminine power. You can find it at DeirdreHaid.com, and truly her information is, it's what we look for. It's what we spend our lives. So wherever you are in your relationships, it doesn't matter if you are 17 or if you are 107, it is worth finding her. It is worth opening the door and unlocking that feminine power within yourself and really learning how to do that and connect with a sisterhood from around the world. So that is Deirdre Haid and How to Treat Your Man Like a King. Then we had Debbie Silver. And Debbie Silver is so much fun. She is the Mojo Coach. And Debbie Silver talked about how to get your energy up, how to make sure that during that time while you were so busy running around that you still have energy, that you still have the sexual prowess and power, and that you still are able to do absolutely everything and be able to go to your classes and your yoga and work out and still be able to shop and do the things and take care of your family and friends and have fun. And so it was a super fun episode, and that was Debbie Silver, the Mojo Coach. Other really fun episodes, we had Meredith O'Brien with the Mommy's Game, and it's actually a game that mommies play, like did you do your laundry, did you pick things up, did you get all your errands done, and you play on teams, and you actually win points and prizes. It's such a fun idea. So if you are a new mom, a young mom, and you're interested in a really, really, truly fun way to live your life, find Meredith O'Brien and the Mommy's Game. On that same note, we had really some crazy little episodes that were fun, but we had Carly Cooper talking about how to balance the mother load, which is very similar, except that she really teaches you how to be able to, in your life, be able to take care of yourself, be able to take care of your husband and your relationship, still find time for the sex, the passion, the power, the play, all of that, still find time for the romance, the light, the joy, your children, your career, your family, your friends. Can you do it all? Absolutely, yes, you can. So Carly Cooper teaches you how to balance the mother load, how to have a career, how to have romance, how to have money, how to have friends, how to have family, how to do everything and do everything well, excel at everything, and truly be able to have the life of your visions and dreams. So that's Carly Cooper, Balance the Mother Load, really hysterical and fun episode. Another one of our most powerful episodes, and certainly one of the most powerful guests that we've had, is Dr. Paul Sheely. And Dr. Paul Sheely said, don't miss your wedding day. That so many people, when it's the day of your wedding, you're so busy making sure everybody's taken care of, and the photographer and the flowers, and remembering your vows and what you have to do, and, you know, corralling the children and the life and saying hello to everybody, and that at the end of the day, you don't really remember who was there, and you don't really remember those moments, and it all happens so fast. And how are you present? How are you in the moment? How do you not miss this day that you have dreamt of all your life? How do you experience every second and every moment of it and relish it in such a deep way that it's a day that forever you remember every moment and every essence and everything? And so he gave some incredible exercises, and ones that I've continued to do in literally just very short minute or two, in which you can drop right in and be so present with everything in front of you, becomes vivid and aware. He is certainly, I think, and I've talked about this because he's been a guest in our other shows, I truly believe that in our time, he is someone making history, that 200 years from now, 500 years from now, when people are reading our history books, they will be reading about Dr. Paul Sheely and his techniques. He is one of the most innovative, creative, smartest, genius, brilliant, beyond belief people on this planet. And everything that he says can change your life. He teaches photo reading. He teaches how to drop into your genius, his consciousness, his thought process, and the fact that he came on and did a special show for brides for you not to miss your wedding day. I don't think that there's a single person listening to the show that should not hear this episode. And even if you're already married, you should listen to this episode, because what he teaches can change your life forever and can change the quality of your life for the better in ways that you never knew was possible. He literally listened to Dr. Paul Sheely, know this name. This is a man marking history. He will be etched in our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our souls for all time. So that is Dr. Paul Sheely. With great gratitude on this Thanksgiving episode, I want to say thank you so much, Paul, for coming on, taking time to, you know, do something special for the bridal show, which he really did. And that, to me, was one of just the most stellar episodes that we possibly could have brought to you. So just incredible, Dr. Paul Sheely. Don't miss your wedding day, an episode really not to be missed. Then we had Shelley Campbell talking about abundance. How do you create abundance? How do you have more money in your life? And that's certainly worth listening to, because if you're starting your life or you're already in a relationship and you want to put money away or have money for your retirement or future or for Cindy's luxury destination, Shelley has the secrets to success and how to create abundance. I recently have taken her class, her workshop. I have one more week to go, and I'm graduating from her abundance course, and I wanted to take it so I can bring her back on and report to you what it was like. And I'll tell you, it was groundbreaking for me. I think that of all the things that I have done this year, this is definitely one of the biggest things that has launched me into the future, and that is Shelley Campbell's abundance class. And the way she teaches is with so much love, and I can honestly say that every time I hit a wall, she was there to sort of spin me around and make sure I was going in the right direction. Anytime any fears came up, she was able to subside them in a way that I never knew was possible, and she was able to really shed light on things that I didn't even know were dark places for me, and she was able to get me over fears that I had in so many different areas and arenas in my life, even dealing with people that are family and friends, and how I listen to them talk, and people that are givers and people that are takers and people that want things from you, and how you deal with all of these people and how you create these blueprint plans. And literally in the creation of abundance, the stories that she tells are so inspirational that you know that you can do it and anybody can do it, and it really becomes so simple and so liquid, something that I thought was so insurmountable, she is able to make so fluid and so easy. And so it's such a flow of money coming and going. And truly, I've been to workshops where people have gotten up and in gratitude, given gratitude for Shelley Campbell and her abundance class. And I've heard more people give gratitude to Shelley Campbell for her abundance work than any other speaker anywhere. You know, more people get up and thank Shelley. And I always thought how interesting that people were always thanking Shelley Campbell. And she wrote a book, you know, From Zero to Zillionaire, which is a very popular book. And then when I brought Shelley on the show, her information was just fantastic, and it inspired me to take her course so I could come back and report to you. And I thought, oh, well, I'm doing fine. And I took her class, and wow, there's so much to know and so much to learn. And in just a few short weeks, literally doors of abundance have opened up to me in ways I never thought was possible. So I know it's possible for you too. And so that is Shelley Campbell's abundance class. And so no matter where you are in life, no matter what stage of relationships, you and your mate should definitely listen to Shelley Campbell's abundance class together. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show. Then we had Susan Hamway. And Susan Hamway talked about concordance law. And this was also a difficult show, and she did it in such a stellar way. Concordance is win-win for everybody, and that's really when you're marrying somebody with children, or if you're getting divorced right now and you're in the middle of a brutal divorce, or the children are caught in the middle of your problems, your pain, whether it be in custody, whether it be in housing, whether it be in schooling, how you put the children first, how you really make it a win-win. How even if you're just getting divorced and there are no children involved, how it's a win-win, how it's a mediation process and where you're staying focused on the love and the intentionality, but especially if there are children, how to put those children first and how to really be an advocate for children. And so that's Susan Hamway's concordance law. So if you are in the middle of a divorce right now or recently divorced or still, you know, in some sort of bitter battle, then this is definitely someone you want to reach out to and find. And that was Susan Hamway, you know, win-win concordance law. She is truly might have seen her in 60 Minutes, on Nightline, on CNN. She is truly one of the best in the world at what she does, if not the single best person in the world at what she does. So definitely someone to reach out and find. If that is your state, if that is where you are at, then literally Susan Hamway and Concordance Law is the place you want to go. Her office is on a houseboat in Marina Del Rey, California. So it feels harmonious just being there. The way she runs her law practice is impeccable. It's incredible. And truly, she wouldn't be on all these television shows. She wouldn't be the person that is the most sought after for research, for information, if she really wasn't the very, very top of what she does. So if this is your situation, if you are in the middle of any kind of problems like that, you want to listen to the show Susan Hamway and Concordance Law. Then we had PK Oodle, how to feng shui your house, how to make sure you don't sleep in separate rooms, how to feng shui your house for love, for success, for abundance, for making babies. And it was really fabulous information because I always thought you needed certain stones and a water fountain and, you know, metal and whatever it is. And she really taught you that you can turn your house today into a house of harmonious love and how to go about doing that, and really fabulous, fabulous advice. So if you're interested in feng shui at all, and even if you don't know what feng shui is, listen to the show, find out, because it's so fantastic that you can move some things around in your house or learn something about the direction of where you want to put your head or your pillow or whatever, and it can change your sex life and make it so exciting. So anyway, PK Oodle talked about feng shui. Definitely a fun, fun show to find. Then we had Dr. John Ireland, and he is a minister who has been like the minister to the stars, to Fergie, to all of these people, and he talked about how great marriages don't just happen, and what's the difference between a vow and a commitment, and really celebrity weddings, personal weddings, personal choices. When you're saying I do, what are you doing? And what, oh, such a heartfelt man, such as a minister, this is the person you want to have marrying you. And if you already have somebody picked out that's marrying you, you want to listen to the show, because what he shares, you can share with your minister, your priest, your rabbi, or even just with your mate, and how to make this marriage a spectacular marriage. He's one of the most sought after, you know, ministers, and certainly you can just tell that, not just for his celebrity status and all of the people that have wanted him, but truly because the way that he sees relationships, so utterly beautiful. So that's Dr. John Ireland. Great marriages don't just happen. And if he's not been married yet, certainly an episode you want to listen to. And it's also a nice episode just to reaffirm the marriage vows that you've taken and what it is that you want and what you think your relationship is about. And so it's just such a lovely, lovely, lovely show. So that was Dr. John Ireland. Great marriages don't just happen, and certainly, you know, something that's very well worth listening to. We had Bobby DePorter, and Bobby DePorter also is one of my very, very, very favorite people. And to me, she is the Grace Kelly of our time. She is definitely one of my personal heroes, one of my personal mentors. I have learned so much from this woman through the years. She has a program called Keys to Excellence, and it's really the keys of integrity. She also has a super camp programs for children, and the super camp programs for children are all over the world right now. They're in all these different countries, and they're for children from 12 to 22. It really teaches them how to learn the way that they learn, if they're auditory, if they're visual, if they're kinesthetic. It teaches you different processes of learning. It makes learning fun. It opens up to different countries, to different people. It crosses borders. It crosses boundaries. It crosses lines. And she has a way of teaching that's just amazing. But her Keys to Excellence program is used not only through schools internationally, but it's used in so many different systems. She has super teaching where she actually teaches teachers whether they be teachers of universities, colleges, elementary school, or whether they be thought leaders. They could be the CEOs and CIOs of a company and how they communicate. Huge leaders from around the world, speakers from around the world, she coaches in how to teach information properly. And she talked about the 8 keys of excellence in relationship, all those keys of integrity, how you bring them into a relationship to make a marriage perfect, literally how you make that dream marriage that you always knew was possible. And just by these simple 8 keys, how really your marriage can last forever. And I know my parents have recently been married for 50 years, and they just had their 50th anniversary. And when she was teaching these 8 keys, I know that these 8 keys are things that, in her life, that she uses, my parents use. And as she was going through them, I was like, wow, these are things that my parents do naturally. And each one of these 8 things, I know that they incorporate and use. And so I know that it's worked for them. So I certainly know it would work for you as well. So just incredible. Then we had Lisa Davis, and she's Mars Venus coach. Everything from how to date online, how to find the perfect mate, how to set up a dating program, a dating plan, and then once you're in a relationship, how to make that relationship work. And she is, as a Mars Venus coach, you know, Dr. John Gray and I are working together, and I love the Mars Venus work, and I've been part of the Mars Venus world and a coach myself for Mars Venus, but she coaches in several different languages. She has coached me. She's coached so many of my friends, and she truly, her view on relationships is not like anyone I have ever met. She truly has the very best outlook that I've ever seen, and she has a way of being able to literally vision, create, manifest, create. So if you were looking for the perfect relationship, the perfect love, or the perfect life in a relationship, that's Lisa Davis, and that's the Mars-Venus coaching, which is just so special and so spectacular. Then we also have some shows that I just thought I really wanted to mention. Yakov Smirnoff. Yakov Smirnoff did Happily Ever Laughter. He has a show, Happily Ever Laughter, and he teaches you how to have fun and laughter in a relationship. And what I was most surprised by was this show, was when he was talking about intimacy, and the deeper the intimacy and the deeper the love and the deeper the trust, how that laughter naturally happens. And I know that he is by far my favorite comedian, and his work is so hysterical. And the reason it's so hysterical and I've never laughed so hard is because it's so true. And when he talks about relationships and love, he does it in a way that all these bells ring inside of you and you say, oh my gosh, that's true, and it resonates and something just special happens. And, but also when I was talking to him on the show, he was talking about 9/11, and he is an artist, and he is the one that did the incredible painting that was up at Ground Zero. And most people don't know that about him. They know him as a comedian, and they don't know that his love extends for the love of this country and what he has done and what he has put out, and what an extraordinary man. And I found myself crying as I was interviewing him, just because the story he was sharing about the construction workers and all the people that helped to make that possible in their own time and their own dime, just so they could say to their children, I put this up and I did this for this country. I wasn't expecting to be crying. When you invite somebody that's the funniest person you know, you just think you're going to laugh through the hour. And when he shared that and he was talking about his love for the country beyond love and relationships, beyond his humor, beyond his incredible story of coming here from Russia with absolutely nothing and becoming one of the largest celebrities of, you know, any of our generations, and that how that happened. And truly it all stems from his heart is open so wide, and people recognize this heart and they want to be part of it. And that's really what draws you in when you're watching him perform, what draws you in when you watch his movies, his television shows. But truly as a person, he is one of the most single spectacular people on this planet at any given time. And so if you're looking for a really special show, grab some Kleenex, because when he's sharing the story I'm telling you, it just moves you to tears, but also he will make you laugh, and he is just phenomenal. And that is Yakov Smirnov, Happily Ever Laughter. And certainly I could not do a gratitude show without thanking Yakov for his time and coming and being part of that, because just really absolutely incredible. We also had Lisa Conrad Cohen, and Lisa Conrad Cohen is the dating designer, and she teaches you how to date, and she gave me some fabulous tips, and she is a matchmaker. So if you are not yet in love, if you are not yet, if you are listening to the show for great advice for relationships, you want to find Lisa Conrad Cohen, the dating designer. She is fun, she is bright, she is sassy, she knows her business, she knows her stuff. So if you are looking to hire somebody or for great advice on how to find the love of your life, then definitely that is the very first place that you want to go. Then we had some shows that really are for all brides that I want to talk about. Tamara Santana, who is a photographer to the stars, and Tamara Santana, I'm sure you know from all of her photo layouts and her covers and all the top magazines throughout the years, and we were so honored and so blessed and so grateful to have her come on and talk about sort of being kamikaze photographer and how she gets right on there on the floor and underneath tables and underneath chairs and really, you know, how to find the perfect location, the scene, the setting, how to find the right photographer, what you should be charged, what you should be asking for, what you should be looking for, every tip that you are looking for as far as your wedding photography or your anniversary or photos for your family in the future. If you are just interested in how to get those shots that last a lifetime, because remember, your photo album, you're going to look back 20, 40, 50 years, 100 years from now, people are going to look at the photo album. That day, those pictures are your memory. And so she really gave the very best information. She is the top in her field. There is no one that can touch her, by far the best photographer anywhere, even the photographer's photographer. People tell you the best photographer is Tamara Santana, and the fact that she took time to be on her show and to give the advice she gave is just fantastic. So that is, you know, Tamara Santana, do not miss that episode. We had Christopher Carruthers and Danielle Barbosa, our wedding singers, and they taught you really about the right songs to sing for your wedding, how you hire wedding singers, how you hire a band, what the prices should be, how you do your set list, and they talked about their own journey in singing at different weddings and the different possibilities and the way you can set that up. And so if you're looking for music, whether that be a band, whether that be a DJ, whether that be, you know, live vocalists, the information they gave, fantastic. Also, they're the best singers that I've ever heard. So if you're looking to hire wedding singers, definitely find them. Chris Carruthers, Daniel Barbosa. You can fly them anywhere in the world, and I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. You will think that you just had the greatest wedding gift that you ever could give yourself by hiring these two to sing for you, because their voices are beyond, I mean, they're recording artists, they're Broadway artists, they're everything from stage and sound. Danielle sings in Spanish and in English, but individually and together, they are the best singers that you possibly could imagine. So gift yourself the gift of music, and Chris Carruthers, Danielle Barbosa, even just for incredible information, they're terrific, and the show is great. And we also had Carrie LeBlanc, who talked about how to write a personal wedding song, and that's a wonderful gift as well, to have the people that are coming to your party, the people that you've invited or your family or your friends get together and hire Carrie to write a personalized wedding song for you that talks about your love, your life, with your personal journey woven into the song. And so if you're looking for a special gift or very, very, very special song for your wedding, and Carrie is a blaze, and she talks about how to do that. So that was a very special show as well. And she sang for us a little, and that was really fun. So that was a great, great show. We had Barry Selby on, and Barry Selby is the passion doctor, and he talks about passion and how to maintain that passion, and talked about his hardship in past relationships And when he found that passion in himself, he was able to find it in relationships and teach it to others. So if you're looking for how to spark passion, then definitely Barry Selby's show is the one that you want to listen to. And then we've not had on yet, but we will have coming up in the new year, the Passion Test, and that is Janet and Chris Atwood. And part of my year last year, I went and I got certified as a Passion Test facilitator. And I can tell you it changed my life, that of all the programs that are out there, it's the one that I've wanted to do for the most amount of years and the one that somehow I avoided because I think I was afraid what I would find in myself. And it was on my list every year to do it, and every year I didn't do it. And this year I forced myself to go. And I can tell you that I opened my heart in a way that I didn't even know was possible. And it was so special and so wonderful. And of all the things that I am grateful for this year, Janet and Chris Atwood and the Passion Test work, course, class is one of the things that I am very most grateful for in my life. It's been an extraordinary, extraordinary year for me, as many of you know. I was knighted this year. I've, you know, had television programs. It's been an incredible, incredible, incredible year. But when I'm counting my blessings, certainly I am grateful for all of you, for all of my listeners, for all of the viewers, for all of your mail, for all of your letters, for all of your love. And certainly when I count my blessings in people, and Janet and Chris Atwood created a program that really helps you live your dreams and your passions. And so if you're not sure what you want to do with your life, or if you're doing what you think you love and you want to really up the ante to be able to do it at such a higher level and be able to help so many more people and share what you love with the world, with the planet, and with others, then the Passion Test is for you. And so we will have them on as New Year's guests. That is how we are kicking off the new year with the Passion Test. And I'm so excited and thrilled to bring that to you. But I can tell you in my year, this past year, that the Passion Test program has been one of the greatest gifts I've ever been given. So I want to reach out and say thank you to Chris and Janet Atwood for making that possible. We also have Gary Malkin talking about the vibration of love. I thought this was such an interesting show because we talk about that when you hear a song, how all of a sudden you have a memory and it can take you back somewhere. But just by playing certain music in your house, it can make you feel romantic. It can make you feel sensual. It can make you feel excited. It can calm you down so you never have arguments or fights. And so he was talking about how certain vibrations and certain music and certain sounds play throughout the house can really change the state of your relationship and really sort of navigate the state of your relationship and enhance and entice and allure and captivate your relationship in a whole different way. And so I thought this is a very special show and some incredible information. So that was Gary Malkin and the vibration of love. And he's such a wonderful man. And he was so honest in his journey that I so appreciate the fact that he was able to share his past relationships. He was able to share all the different ways that his music has helped people, whether that be transitioning out or for new babies or for families, or he's used his vibrational music and his vibrational sound in so many different ways. And the fact that he is now able to use it and to teach you how to be able to use it in a relationship, to be able to maintain peace, to open the heart, to open the sexual centers, to be able to turn you on, to be able to literally light up different parts of your chakra, your brain, your senses, to be able to draw you closer together. It's fabulous information. So that's Gary Malkin and the vibration of love. We also had Brett Bjornson, and Brett talked about legal agreements, and we talked about estate planning. And this, again, when you talk about if you have a child and you want to make sure that if something were to happen to you or your spouse, that child is taken care of. or how you do wills, or how you make sure that your animals are taken care of, or your love, or your estate, and the different ways to do that. And we talked about prenuptial agreements, and which is something that most people don't want to talk about, that, but there are some glitches that I didn't even know. And so when he was talking about that people sign these prenuptial agreements and they're not even valid, and why they're not even valid, so I thought this was very interesting information. But really what people don't know is that when you're doing estate planning, and that when you're setting money aside for your children, or you're setting money aside for your spouse, your mate, if something should happen to you, all of the really intricate things that you need to know about that. So I thought this was stellar information. I took, again, pages of notes on this. So if you are at the point and there is no too soon, even if you are just starting to get married and starting a life together, you want to sit down with somebody, and he said it's important. It's somebody that's a tax attorney as well as an estate planner, and that you really want to be able to do that, and you can shift it and change it. It's going to change. It's, like he said, a moving target. A year into your marriage, it's going to be different than 5 years into your marriage. And if you have one child and two children, if you're adding children or multiple children or three from him and one from you, or how you go about doing that, and his information was just incredible. So that was legal agreements, and really a wonderful show of information. Then we had one of our greatest gifts this year, Thea Monnier. And Thea is just an angel of a person, and she did landmines and landslides and really relationships when you step on something and it blows up, or when you navigate a relationship and how you navigate a relationship and how you use your words and your power and your thoughts and really how you do that. And she is just such a young, powerful speaker and woman and poet and writer and author, and the fact that she is able to write relationships on paper and on pages that are so real and so raw and so revealing, and how she's able to take that information and really share it through the power of speaking words and poetry and art. And so an interesting artist, an interesting guest, certainly a tremendous talent, incredible talent, and someone we really should be looking for in the future as a huge celebrity, as she just is stepping into this arena of sharing relationships in a whole different way. And so kudos to her, and thank you, Thea Monnier, for sharing just in such a raw and revealing way your life, your words, and your wisdom. Just terrific. Then we had some health people. We had Mindy Schindler, who talked about isogenics, and really we talked about how to lose weight. We talked about how to be healthy. We talked about diet, nutrition, health, how really you could have energy, power, vitality, life. And she has different programs in which you can do that. Really fabulous information. So if you're looking to lose weight, feel great for you, for your mate, to have that power, to have that body that you're longing for, desiring, fabulous information. We also have Linda Buffington from Juice Plus, and Linda Buffington just incredible. She was talking about how her husband started out as a diabetic, and she started on this journey for him, and not only was she able to sort of totally turn around his health, but for her young children, for her teenagers. And so how you get those vitamins, how you get the minerals, how to get the nutrients, and Juice Plus is really a fantastic product, a fantastic way to go. And so that was great information. We had Sierra last week, and she was talking about hair extensions and all the different ways. And I love that she's talking about this, because it's true. Not only does your hair look incredible in wedding photographs, but when you're in the honeymoon, but I know, you know, I've had hair extensions, and your hair looks great all the time. It just, you can get out of the swimming pool, it looks great. You get out of the shower, it looks great. You can, you know, get up, it looks great. In every photograph, it looks great. You don't have to do anything. It's simple. It's easy. The way she does it is so healthy for your hair and looks so completely natural. And there's so many different options. Even if you have short hair, you can still use hair extensions. If you just want to add some volume, if you want to add length, she is really the artist of the stars with this. And so Sarah Sierra Hair Extensions, if you've ever been interested in that, And definitely that's the way that you want to go. We also had Phil Coombs talking about DJing and how to find the best DJ and some great information from him as well. So it has been just an incredible year with some amazing guests. And I wanted to take today and take a moment and say thank you to all those people who have been part of the programs and part of the shows. And as the new year approaches, we are launching the website. And so everybody that you've heard me talk about today, you will be able to find your information on hourglassbride.com. And if this information is for you, if you are looking for any of these people, you will be able to find them directly, which is really wonderful that you will have a resource center, even just to be able to ask them a question and to get an answer, because I know so many times we had such long queues that I wasn't even able to get all the callers on to be able to ask people the questions that they wanted to ask. So here you can continue to reach out to them. And I know that this year we've brought you the very best tools and techniques to really change the quality of your life. And we're so looking forward to the guests that we have coming out. We finally have our junior coming in to talk about deepening love and intimacy, which is going to be just an incredible show. And we're kicking off the new year with the passion test. And we have relationship coaches and family counselors and some of the top celebrities that are bringing you the very best information from around the world. So it's just such an exciting time. So again, thank you for your letters. Thank you for your calls. Thank you for letting me know what you're interested in, what's on your hearts and your minds, and we will continue to bring you the very best, the pinnacle, the very, very top experts in your field, in success, in love, in romance, in passion, in power, in play, and for you to have that happily ever after life that you always knew was possible. And so may all of your dreams come true. We so look forward to the upcoming episodes, Matt Weinstein talking from Playfair, talking to us about how to play, which will just be such a joyous episode to find out how to play and have fun in a relationship. And again, if you are in another country, this is Thanksgiving week here in the United States, where we take the time to say all of the things that we are grateful for. And so, you know, as I sign off, I just want to say once more how grateful I am for you, for the audience, how grateful I am for our show's producer, Chris, who's just done such an amazing, amazing job time and time again, making sure that the quality of the shows that come to you are the very, very, very best they possibly can be. Certainly to all of the guests that have been with me through the years and for all of the guests that speak on my life stages that I have brought on and brought this information to you around the world. And then certainly great gratitude to you, to our listening audience, to each and every one of you, because it is because of you that I am here, and I really want to be able to share with you the very best information that I can to make all of your dreams come true and all of your lives, the lives you always knew you were meant to live. So Nicole Brandon, wishing you a wonderful week, signing off with Hourglass Bride. See you next week.